Pope St. John Paul II was obviously Pope for a very, very long time. And in his years being the Holy Father, he gave many, many addresses. And one of the things that he said, I believe on more than one occasion, he said something that was an encouragement as well as a challenge, where he said, "Christian, become what you are. Christian, become what you are." In other words, we've been transformed by the grace of God. Now we have to put that into practice. We have to become what God has made us already. And this is the encouragement that we have today in the scripture, particularly the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, when he says, "Set your mind on the things above, where Christ is, and not on the things of earth." But it certainly takes an effort to do that. And then, of course, St. Paul goes on to tell us the things that we need to put to death. Jesus focuses in on today one particular vice, and of course we look at the corresponding virtue. The vice that he focuses in on today is greed, wanting things of this world. But the corresponding virtue, of course, is generosity. One of the things we're going to find as we go through the Gospel of Luke for the remainder of this year, Luke, more than any other of the evangelists, challenges us with regard to how we deal with our worldly possessions, with material things. He really challenges us very, very strongly. But like I say, that's only one of the vices, greed, the corresponding virtue of generosity that we need to focus on. There are so many other areas of our life, but we need to be intentional in terms of putting our mind or focusing in on the things of heaven rather than the things of the earth, because we're surrounded by the things of this world, and we have to intentionally consider the things of heaven rather than the things of this earth. It's hard to believe, really, that we're already in August. I mean, July went by just like that. But the fact that we're in August means that we have to start thinking about the fall. We have to start thinking about what we're going to be doing. And I want to bring to your mind a number of the things that are going on so that you can begin considering that. During the summer, we take a little bit of a break. We don't take a complete break from that effort to focus in on the things of God. But sometimes we take a little bit of a break of the more intense effort that we need. You know, we relax a little bit. But it's to recharge our batteries so that in the fall we can once again put in that effort to really seek the things that are above rather than the things of this earth. And there are two different areas of our life or of this pursuit that we find. There's the head and there's the heart. When I compare these to an image of a motor vehicle, the head is kind of like the steering wheel. It steers us in the right direction, whereas the heart is more like the motor, because that's what drives us. And so it's that love of God that gives us the drive, but we also have to have a clear understanding of where we're supposed to go. I oftentimes will think of the story of the airplane pilot who comes over the intercom in the middle of the flight, and he says to the people, he says, "I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news is that we've lost all of our navigational equipment. We have no idea where we're going. The good news is that we're making great time." Well, who cares if you're making great time if you don't know where you're going? So I want to recount a few of the things, or to mention a few of the things that are upcoming, so that we can make that decision. Okay, we want to do this, we want to do that. We want to pursue the things that will allow us to focus in on the things of heaven rather than things of the earth. Next Sunday, we have our cemetery mass. So in the afternoon, there's a mass out at the cemetery. Of course, it's always an important thing. One of the spiritual works of mercy is to pray for the dead. And so we want to do that intentionally. And one of the things that we do is have the cemetery mass. We're still going to have our 6 o'clock evening mass, but we will have the mass at the cemetery. On August the 12th, which is a Tuesday, we're going to have an evening mass. I've been asked to offer this mass for those who have been affected by suicide. There are so many people who, who are in our day and age taking their own lives. And we want to pray for them. We want to pray for those who are still dealing with the grief of the loss that they've experienced, but also to pray for that virtue of hope, especially in this Jubilee year of hope. We want to pray for that virtue of hope, that all those who are suffering from any kind of anxiety or any kind of depression, that the virtue of hope will be given to them so that they will be able to persevere in their lives in this world. On the 14th, which is the Thursday after that, is the Scarrow Pilgrimage. It's always the day before the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it's out in Scarrow, Alberta. So there's confessions and mass and a candlelight procession that takes part in the Scarrow Pilgrimage. It's our annual diocesan Marian pilgrimage. Every diocese has a Marian pilgrimage, and this is our annual Marian pilgrimage. On Saturday, August the 23rd, the Couples for Christ. Couples for Christ was an organization that was active in our parish, but through COVID and that, they've fallen out of meeting. But now they want to bring things together again. They want to start up again. Now, this has its origins. Couples for Christ has its origin in the Philippines, but it's not just for Filipino people. They invite anybody. And they have all sorts of different wonderful programs that assist us in focusing in on the things of heaven rather than things of the earth. They have programs for married couples, programs for singles, programs for youth, programs for children, all different kinds of programs that they have that are available to assist people in their journey in this world. So they have a little bit of a come and see on that Saturday afternoon, and they invite everybody to come and just find out a little bit about the Couples for Christ in order to be able to decide whether or not to be part of that. On Sunday, September the 7th, we're going to have the unveiling of our icon back there, as well as the blessing of the icon. Of course, this is because that's the day of the canonization, and so we're going to do all of that at the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday, September the 7th. September the 8th, Monday, the 15th, and the 22nd is the beginning of Encounter Ministries. Encounter Ministries has been operating out of our parish for the last couple of years. And these first 3 weeks are ones in which they open their doors to... There is a cost to taking this program, but for those first 3 weeks, they're opening their doors for anybody who wants to come and just have a look. Just see. The first quarter of Encounter Ministries is on our identity in Christ. And so in those first 3 weeks, you'll learn a little bit about who we are as children of God, who we are as baptized Christians. And so it's very, very interesting. So if you want to just come and have a look, just come and see what it's all about. The 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd of September, the doors are open for anybody. On Friday, September the 12th, we're going to start our Treasures of Faith program for the little ones. We just finished this past week. This place was really hopping this past week because we had all of our little ones for the Vacation Bible School. But we want to keep that going. And so we have the Treasures of Faith program that is going to take place on Fridays. Not every Friday, but it will take place on Fridays for the little ones. And so again, there are advertisements on the bulletin boards as well as on our website. I also want to point this one out. October the 3rd and 4th, the first Friday and Saturday of October, we're having a Life in the Spirit seminar. The Life in the Spirit seminar has transformed the lives of many, many people throughout the world. And so the Life in the Spirit seminar is going to be offered here on that particular weekend, and I certainly encourage as many people as are able to take part in that Life in the Spirit seminar. Because again, when I talk about the head and the heart, this really engages the heart. You know, the more that we're on fire with the love of God, the more motivated we will be to do the things that need to be done in order to walk that path that leads to eternal life. And of course, as we come to September, there are all the other programs. The RCIA, which means the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, mostly for those who are not Catholic, who are interested in investigating the Catholic faith, just to see whether or not they want to make that step of becoming Catholic. but also for Catholics who have been away from their faith for a while, or just people who want to learn a little bit more about their faith, the RCIA, it's a big commitment because it's every week, but it's a very, very beneficial program. We already have actually a number of people already registered, but we always love to have more. Of course, we also have the corresponding program for the children who have reached catechetical age, in other words, age 7 and older, who need to be to go through a program in order to be welcomed into the church, either through baptism or through a profession of faith. We're also offering again the Called and Gifted program. The Called and Gifted program reminds us of the fact that we have all been given spiritual gifts through baptism and confirmation, and we need to intentionally discover the gifts that God has given to us. We very often are intent on learning about our natural talents, our natural abilities, but we don't spend very much time trying to discover our supernatural talents. St. Paul goes through this in some of his letters, where he lists off a bunch of different spiritual gifts that are given to us through baptism. But it's important for us to discover these gifts. So the Called and Gifted program is going to be offered this fall as well. Our youth group is going to start up again in the fall. Bible study, we have our Bible studies. We're going to again go through a particular book of the Bible in our Bible study, but we're also going to offer the Great Adventure, which goes through the entire Bible. So we're offering both of those for people who are interested in learning more about the Bible. We have our program for those who are separated and divorced, again, rediscovering that hope following, you know, very devastating time in people's lives. Our grief group is going to be meeting again. Of course, we have the Catholic Women's League and the Knights of Columbus. All of these different things. I mean, there's so much. And I know you're not going to remember all of this. So I'm going to make sure that we get this on the main page of our website so that you're able to look that up and see the different things that are going to be taking place. Of course, there are things that are available to us just on a regular basis in order to grow in our faith. The formed website, where we're able to go and access resources to help us to grow in our faith, as well as our library that is filled with resources that people can use in order to grow in their faith. So much. But when we think about the challenge that St. Paul gives to us today, when he says, set your minds on the things of heaven and not on the things of the earth, or when we remember the words of Pope St. John Paul II, where he says, Christian, become what you are. There are so many opportunities that we have in order to be able to pursue this so that we can indeed set our minds on the things of heaven and that we can put to death the things of this world so that we can live more and more for God. That we're not filled with the riches of this world, but rather we're rich towards God. Let us now profess our faith in God.